Fitton, Happy Thanksgiving. By Tom Fitton on November 30, 2020. Each year I like to remind our supporters to recall what life was like for the pilgrims who arrived on these shores in December of 1620. As the Plymouth Plantation describes, many of the colonists fell ill. They were probably suffering from scurvy and pneumonia caused by a lack of shelter in the cold, wet weather. Although the pilgrims were not starving, their sea diet was very high in salt, which weakened their bodies on the long journey and during that first winter. As many as 2 or 3 people died each day during their first 2 months on land. Only 52 people survived the first year in Plymouth. When Mayflower left Plymouth on April 5, 1621, she was sailed back to England by only half of her crew. Nevertheless, a year after their arrival they sat down for a feast of Thanksgiving. They had befriended and made a treaty of mutual protection with the Poconoket Wampanoag leader, Ouzamequin, also known as Massasoit to the pilgrims. In the fall of 1621, the colonists marked their first harvest with a 3-day celebration. Massasoit and 90 of his men joined the English for feasting and entertainment. In the 1800s, this famous celebration became the basis for the story of the first Thanksgiving. It would be easy to focus on the passing difficulties of our time, especially for those of us who fight daily to preserve the God-given liberties that have blessed this land since the time of the pilgrims. But, as they did, we must pause to reflect on all that is good and on the source of this goodness. And as President Washington reminded Americans in his 1789 First Thanksgiving Proclamation, we must also pray for good, constitutional government. Beseech him to pardon our national and other transgressions, to enable us all, whether in public or private stations, to perform our several and relative duties properly and punctually, to render our national government a blessing to all the people, by constantly being a government of wise, just, and constitutional laws, discreetly and faithfully executed and obeyed. As I reflect on this, I am particularly thankful for all of you who donate to support our just cause and for your many messages of encouragement you send to me and my hard-working Judicial Watch colleagues who, in private stations, work for a wise, just, and constitutional government. We will continue to fight for the truth and transparency, shed light into the darkness and be a small beacon of hope for you and of other patriots in our great nation. Thank you for your continued support and, on behalf of all of us at Judicial Watch, I wish you and yours a most blessed Thanksgiving and Christmas season.